In the heart of a North Carolina winter, a river runs black with toxic coal ash. For Lynn Good, CEO of Duke Energy, this environmental disaster, 6 months into her tenure, became a defining moment, not just for crisis management, but for transformation. While many executives might have delegated the response, Good drove to the site herself, witnessing both the environmental damage and her team's emotional devastation. This watershed moment accelerated Duke Energy's journey toward becoming a clean energy leader, intensifying their commitment to sustainability as the company began closing fossil-fueled plants, phasing out coal, and investing in renewable energy innovation. The story of Lynn Good exemplifies a profound shift happening in boardrooms worldwide. Sustainable Leadership by Clark Murphy captures this evolution through intimate conversations with some of the world's most forward-thinking executives. The book has become required reading at leading business schools like Harvard and INSEAD, with Bill Gates highlighting it as essential for understanding how business can address climate change. Its influence extends beyond academic circles. Beyoncé reportedly referenced its principles when launching her sustainable fashion line, while major investment firms now use it as a framework for evaluating leadership potential in the age of ESG investing. What distinguishes truly sustainable leaders from those who merely talk about sustainability? The answer lies in what Murphy calls the sustainable mindset, a unique combination of personal motivation and innovative spirit anchored in deep purpose. This mindset understands that business must create positive impact beyond profit, with the self-awareness that enterprises exist within wider ecosystems rather than operating in isolation. João Paulo Gonçalves Ferreira, CEO of Natura & Co.'s Latin America division, embodies this mindset perfectly. His awakening came at age 26 when, as the youngest director at an agro-industrial business, he was relocated to manage a factory in Patos de Minas that was an ecological disaster, belching smoke, pouring contaminated water into a river, and harming the local community's health. Rather than viewing this as an impossible situation, João Paulo gathered his management team to address the problem systematically. They improved waste disposal, ensured fair treatment of local farmers, and partnered with the municipality to promote literacy among workers. The graduation ceremony, where employees received diplomas with their children watching, became a transformative moment. Though sustainability terminology didn't exist then, João Paulo simply did what he thought was right. I wanted our suppliers, the local church, and the people of that town to look at what we did with pride. And I wanted that feeling to carry on to the next generation and the next. This mindset isn't just about feeling good, it's about seeing connections others miss. Sustainable leaders recognize that social and environmental challenges represent both risks and opportunities. They understand that businesses cannot thrive amid poverty, inequality, and environmental crisis. Markets shrink, supply chains break, and regulators impose restrictions. Integrating sustainability into strategy isn't just risk management. It represents enormous business opportunities, with the Business and Sustainable Development Commission identifying $12 trillion in annual market opportunities if sustainable development goals are achieved. The sustainable mindset also enables leaders to make difficult decisions with incomplete information. As AstraZeneca chairman Leif Johansson explains, saying, "Since we don't know exactly, we cannot do anything," is the wrong way of thinking. You don't need to know everything with five-digit accuracy. One or two digits of accuracy is enough to start looking at options. Can sustainable leadership be taught, or must it be innate? Murphy's research reveals three distinct pathways to developing the sustainable mindset. Born believers, 45%, with childhood instilled passion. The convinced, 43%, who developed sustainability understanding through career progression, and the awoken, 12%, transformed by pivotal realizations. Ilham Kadri's journey exemplifies the born believer path. Growing up in Morocco with intermittent electricity and limited water access, she learned resource conservation from necessity. Her grandmother, an illiterate cleaner who supported their household, encouraged Ilham to find the third door beyond traditional female paths in Moroccan society. After surviving typhoid at 17, which she attributes to contaminated water, Ilham earned scholarships to study in France, eventually obtaining a PhD in chemistry. These early experiences directly influenced her leadership at Solvay, where she launched the ambitious Solvay One Planet sustainability roadmap with targets including carbon reduction, resource conservation, and gender parity in management by 2035. Her grandmother's wisdom about finding the third door transformed Ilham into one of business's most powerful women, making Fortune's 2020 list and becoming the first female chair of the World Business Council for Sustainable Development. Meanwhile, Dolf von den Brink represents the awoken category. After losing his father to brain cancer in 2014, the now CEO of Heineken experienced a profound shift. "It was the saddest thing that happened in my life, but also the most meaningful. I just realized I could not live an imbalanced existence anymore." Though his father had always lived with purpose to make the world better, Dolf had initially focused on selling a lot of beer. His philosophy studies had been his guilty pleasure. After his loss, when relocating to Mexico to lead Heineken's largest operations, he intentionally sought to excel in both financial terms and sustainability goals. He educated himself through the Aspen Institute, MIT, and the Academy for Systems Change, learning to operationalize sustainability. In Mexico, responsible for 17,000 employees and $3 billion in revenue, he implemented strategies including Heineken's first circular production factory with zero waste. Murphy's research found that sustainable leaders were three times more likely to have worked across multiple continents and twice as likely to have cross-functional experience than typical Fortune 500 executives. This broader perspective, particularly in operations and supply chain roles where sustainability impacts are visible, proves crucial. As PepsiCo Latin America CEO Paula Santilli noted, seeing waste firsthand makes abstract metrics viscerally real. Beyond the sustainable mindset, Murphy identifies four distinctive competencies that set effective sustainability leaders apart: multi-level systems thinking, stakeholder inclusion, disruptive innovation, and long-term activation. Multi-level systems thinking enables leaders to understand complex webs of cause and effect across market, social, environmental, and regulatory variables. This means seeing beyond immediate business impacts to recognize how decisions ripple through interconnected systems. When Duke Energy's Lynn Good approaches energy transition, she considers not just carbon emissions, but also workforce retraining, community economic impacts, and grid reliability, understanding that these elements form an integrated system rather than isolated challenges. Stakeholder inclusion represents the ability to engage effectively with diverse constituencies whose interests may initially appear to conflict. João Paulo at Natura exemplifies this by aligning people with both specific goals and the overall mission, persuading through logic and deeply held beliefs that inspire his team to embrace company values. His approach is collaborative across all stakeholders, from sales consultants to government representatives. He extends collaboration to external partners, including competitors like Henkel, L'Oreal, and LVMH, in a global consortium creating a transparent environmental impact assessment system for the cosmetics industry. Disruptive innovation allows leaders to challenge traditional approaches, seeking exponential changes rather than incremental improvements. Zhang Yu, founder of China's Broad Group, demonstrates this through his revolutionary construction technology. With over 300 patents, Zhang has built a multi-billion-dollar empire challenging conventional practices. His B-Core tubular stainless steel technology is 10 times lighter than standard steel with superior earthquake resistance, enabling the construction of a 57-story building in just 19 days. "Construction is one of the most polluting industries," Zhang states, "but I can make the most environmentally sound buildings for half the price and 10 times the speed of anyone else." Long-term activation involves the courage and resilience to make disruptive investments and maintain course despite pressure from short-term oriented stakeholders. Svein Tore Holsether of fertilizer company Yara International demonstrated this when commissioning the world's first autonomous all-electric ship, the Yara Birkeland, for $15 million despite numerous regulatory and technological challenges. "I'd rather be fired for taking too much of a risk and making a mistake than not acting soon enough," he explained, embodying the moonshot mindset that characterizes sustainable leaders. Perhaps the most critical attribute Murphy identifies is what he calls the learning quotient, LQ, the humility to learn and adapt quickly in the face of complex sustainability challenges. Leaders with high LQ don't just dig in their heels during crises, but proactively gather new information and challenge themselves to innovate. Regis Repko of Duke Energy evaluates team leaders on their comfort in three zones: green, established processes, clear playbooks; red, overwhelmed by change, frozen; and yellow, the sweet spot of partial understanding with enough ambiguity to stimulate learning. "If you're operating in the green, you're not learning," Repko explains. "If you're in the yellow, you have most of it down, but there is a bit of uncertainty which requires you to be in learning mode." Leif Valdemar Johansson, former CEO of Electrolux and Volvo and chairman of AstraZeneca, has spent much of his career in this yellow zone. During the pandemic, AstraZeneca provided COVID vaccines at cost to developing countries despite intense scrutiny and political challenges. Earlier at Electrolux, a CFC refrigerator scandal became Leif's turning point as a leader when he realized critical environmental information hadn't reached him. "I am ashamed to say I did not know," he admits. This experience transformed him into someone who actively sought uncomfortable feedback. After the CFC scandal, Leif created conditions for employees to bring difficult news directly to him. "Somehow, I was getting filtered information, and it was clearly my fault," he admitted. "Executives must be able to bear criticism." He then educated himself extensively on environmental issues, reading books and seeking guidance from scholars, including Nobel Prize winner Eleanor Ostrom. Bernard Looney, CEO of energy giant BP, similarly exemplifies this approach. Upon becoming CEO in February 2020, he committed to an unprecedented transition to cleaner energy, investing billions in renewables, reducing oil and gas output by 40% by 2030, and targeting net zero emissions by 2050. Despite skepticism from critics who accuse BP of greenwashing, Bernard remains receptive to feedback. "You have to engage, you have to listen," he says. "You have to be humble, you have to be prepared to learn." Bernard openly admits what he doesn't know, saying, "I will say 10 times a day that I don't know the answer to something." The gap between sustainability rhetoric and reality remains substantial and increasingly concerning. Research reveals a significant say-do divide between leadership claims and employee perceptions across industries. While 43% of C-suite executives believe their organization has clearly communicated and acted on sustainability strategies, only 29% of employees agree, a stark 14-point disconnect. Similarly, 51% of executives claim their CEO is personally committed to sustainability progress, but merely 26% of employees concur, highlighting a critical credibility gap in organizational leadership. Closing this divide requires embedding sustainability throughout the organization rather than treating it as a peripheral initiative or PR exercise. As Alan Jope of Unilever emphatically states, "Sustainable business isn't a strategic priority, it is our strategy." Unilever's comprehensive Compass framework expands through multiple interconnected layers, starting with operations and workforce transformation, extending through the value chain partnerships, leveraging brand influence and consumer engagement, and finally engaging wider society through strategic partnerships and policy advocacy. This integrated approach ensures sustainability permeates every business decision and operational process. Accenture has made embedding sustainability central not only to its own strategy, but to its client services worldwide, demonstrating how consulting firms can drive broader market transformation. CEO Julie Sweet challenged her leadership team to pursue bold net zero goals without relying primarily on carbon credits, a common corporate shortcut. She strategically positioned sustainability as both a significant business opportunity and crucial talent retention strategy, embedding it across all functions from recruitment to client delivery. Accountability was established through a comprehensive shared success scorecard for 500 top leaders and an innovative priority setting framework for 9,000 managing directors who must choose personal sustainability goals along with inclusion, diversity, and equity commitments. This approach ensures sustainability metrics directly impact compensation and career advancement. Hiring for a sustainable mindset at all levels has proven crucial for embedding sustainability throughout an organization's DNA. Peter Vanacker, CEO of LyondellBasell, specifically prioritizes character traits like balanced egos, active listening skills, and the demonstrated ability to work effectively in diverse environments. During his previous role as CEO of Neste, candidates underwent rigorous evaluation of their authentic passion for sustainability through detailed behavioral questions and real-world scenarios. The company implemented a comprehensive sustainability training program requiring all employees to complete 24 hours of focused learning on environment, health, safety, and Neste's operational footprint. Those who failed faced mandatory retesting, ensuring a baseline of sustainability literacy across the organization. This systematic approach to talent development has become a model for other companies seeking to build sustainability capabilities. The most successful organizations recognize that embedding sustainability requires simultaneous transformation across multiple dimensions: strategy, operations, culture, talent, and governance. Companies like Microsoft have gone further by incorporating internal carbon pricing into business decisions and making sustainability achievements a factor in executive compensation. These leading examples demonstrate that closing the say-do gap demands comprehensive organizational change rather than isolated initiatives. Sustainable leaders recognize they cannot achieve transformative goals in isolation. Success demands orchestrating complex networks of partnerships and collaborations. Aurelia Nguyen's leadership of COVAX provides a masterclass in ecosystem leadership during crisis. As managing director, she oversaw an unprecedented $10 billion in pledges to deliver billions of vaccine doses to 145 countries, coordinating hundreds of teams across business, nonprofit, and government sectors. The initiative required aligning pharmaceutical companies, logistics providers, NGOs, and government agencies across continents. Despite feeling occasionally overwhelmed by the scale of the challenge, Nguyen approached her role as a collaborator-in-chief, recognizing that sustainable leadership requires extensive relationship networks, refined diplomatic skills, deep logistical expertise, and the humility to know when to ask for help. Successful partnerships can scale social and environmental impact far beyond a corporation's footprint, as demonstrated by several groundbreaking initiatives. Mark Benioff, Salesforce's founder and co-CEO, exemplifies this approach by applying his leadership and technological skills to ocean conservation. After reading about devastating marine wildlife loss, he reached out to UC Santa Barbara professor Doug McCauley, eventually appointing him to lead the Benioff Ocean Initiative. This collaboration created innovative AI-powered solutions like whale detection systems to prevent ship collisions, reducing whale deaths by 75% in pilot areas. The initiative has since expanded to address ocean plastic pollution and illegal fishing through similar technological interventions. In Rajasthan, India, a powerful ecosystem partnership is transforming lives through innovative guar bean cultivation programs. The Sustainable Guar Initiative, SGI, led by Solvay CEO Ilham Kadri, in partnership with L'Oreal, Henkel, and the NGO Technoserve, has empowered over 1,500 women farmers in Bikaner, with plans to reach 5,000 more. This drought-resistant bean, essential for numerous industries from food processing to cosmetics, grows well in desert conditions, with 80% of the world's supply coming from India. Beyond improving yields by 125%, the initiative focuses on climate-smart agricultural practices, teaching women to plant kitchen gardens averaging 300 pounds of annual produce, significantly improving family nutrition and creating additional income streams. When Solvay CEO Ilham Kadri visited the initiative in Bikaner, she discovered that empowering female farmers required addressing multiple interconnected challenges in the local ecosystem. One woman explained how the initiative transformed her from feeling invisible to becoming a proud and independent farmer earning her own income. Beyond agricultural training, the program tackled fundamental issues like menstrual hygiene, with Technoserve teaching women about basic biology while Henkel employees established a sustainable supply chain for sanitary products. When Kadri learned these women couldn't access banking services without male accompaniment, she initiated blockchain-based solutions for financial inclusion, working with local fintech startups to create secure digital wallets. The initiative now serves as a model for holistic ecosystem approaches to sustainable development, demonstrating how addressing interconnected challenges requires coordinated action across multiple stakeholders. The financial case for sustainability has strengthened dramatically in recent years, evolving from a nice-to-have initiative to a core business imperative. Following COP26 in Glasgow, where organizations collectively pledged over $130 billion to fight climate change, ESG-linked financing became increasingly available and attractive. EY secured the first ESG-linked revolving credit facility among the Big Four accounting firms in the UK, with interest rates directly tied to performance on carbon reduction, workforce diversity, and societal impact targets. This innovative financing structure has since been replicated by numerous organizations, creating a virtuous cycle of sustainable investment. A sophisticated investor ecosystem has evolved around sustainability, from specialized asset managers like Robeco and Impax to mainstream giants like BlackRock with its expanding portfolio of SDG-themed funds. By 2020, approximately one-third of global assets under management were ESG-based, representing over $40 trillion. Neuberger Berman, an early adopter of sustainable investing, had integrated ESG considerations into 86% of its assets by 2021, up from just 25% in 2016. Their thorough, data-driven approach to sustainability analysis, including proprietary ESG scoring systems and engagement tracking tools, helped them become one of only three U.S. asset managers permitted to operate in China's vast market. Following the principle that what gets measured gets managed, sustainable leaders are implementing increasingly rigorous metrics and reporting frameworks to demonstrate progress on their sustainability goals. 3M requires all new products to include a sustainability value commitment, measuring and reporting environmental, social, and economic impacts annually through a comprehensive scorecard system. Finnish energy company Neste has embedded sustainability in its KPIs across all business units, prioritizing projects that advance emissions reduction targets and circular economy initiatives. Their sustainability metrics influence everything from operational decisions to strategic planning. PepsiCo incorporates environmental sustainability criteria into its capital expenditure filter for all requests over $5 million, requiring detailed analysis of water usage, emissions impact, and waste reduction potential. Natura, the Brazilian beauty product manufacturer, has created one of the most comprehensive accountability systems for sustainability targets, extending from truck drivers to C-suite executives. The company tracks over 100 sustainability indicators monthly, and executive compensation is directly tied to meeting measurable SDG goals, with no bonuses awarded if sustainability targets aren't met. This commitment was dramatically demonstrated in 2011 when, despite achieving financial targets, executives received no bonuses due to missed sustainability goals. This decision sent a powerful message throughout the organization that sustainability performance is non-negotiable and equal in importance to financial results. The company has since expanded its metrics to include biodiversity impact, community development, and supplier sustainability performance. The financial benefits of strong sustainability performance are increasingly clear, with studies showing that companies with high ESG ratings typically enjoy lower cost of capital, reduced regulatory and environmental risks, and enhanced brand value. Investment funds focused on sustainability have also demonstrated superior performance, particularly during market downturns, reinforcing the business case for sustainable practices. The future of sustainable leadership is already emerging from unexpected places. Blanca Brambila Perez's sustainability journey was catalyzed by her father's kidnapping in Mexico. This traumatic event gave her a heightened awareness of life's fragility and deepened her desire to create positive change. After working with an NGO supporting crime victims, Blanca joined Heineken Mexico's sustainability department in 2015, quickly rising to become director of sustainability. Her successful Every Drop Counts initiative helped make Mexico Heineken's most water-efficient operation globally, using just 2.6 liters of water per liter of beer. At Heineken, CEO Dolph has created a culture nurturing future sustainable leaders like Blanca and Hector Garcia Montemayor. Internally called the Generation of Nudgers, these young leaders drive change from within. Hector, inspired by pollution on his family farm, applied circular economy principles to Heineken Mexico's uniform supply chain, calculating that 200,000 uniform pieces were discarded yearly, with one pair of jeans consuming 5,000 liters of water. He engineered a solution where 40% of garments could be reprocessed, partnering with a Vietnamese company to recycle truck drivers' uniforms. Many leaders interviewed for the book report that sustainability discussions with their children sparked their own environmental awakening. Julie Sweet, CEO of Accenture, credits her children's school education on climate change for igniting her passion for environmental goals through mealtime conversations. Similarly, Leif Johansson, AstraZeneca's chairman, recalls a transformative moment in the 1990s when his teenage daughter challenged his defense of Electrolux's CFC-emitting refrigerators, advising him to use your intelligence to argue what can and should be done rather than try to defend the wrong thing. Johansson now recommends the breakfast table test. If you can't explain your actions to your family, change course. The book concludes with essential takeaways for both current executives and next-generation leaders. For CEOs and board directors, Murphy emphasizes personal responsibility, wholesale embrace of sustainability, willingness to learn, avoiding perfectionism, building effective teams, making sustainability everyone's job, setting high expectations, collaboration, listening to younger generations, and developing future sustainable leaders. For aspiring leaders, he advises making their voices heard, demonstrating business cases, seeking global experiences, pursuing cross-functional paths, developing specific sustainable leadership credentials, embracing learning, and not fearing mistakes. He ends with AXA CEO Thomas Buberl's powerful warning that fence-sitters can't hide in the medium term. They must commit to measurable sustainability action or be left behind. As Pericles wisely noted centuries ago, true legacy isn't found in stone monuments, but is woven into the lives of others. The sustainable leaders profiled in Murphy's work understand this profound truth, that their decisions today will ripple through generations to come, either enabling or constraining the possibilities available to those who follow. Their courage to reimagine leadership for a sustainable future offers hope that business can indeed become a powerful force for planetary and human flourishing.